You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. I love this song. I wish
What's
with
the lasso?
Makes me want to twerk.
Yeah.
Even though I can't do that.
With that dress on, she and I, literally Charlotte and I have dresses so short on that our entire butts are like hanging out right now.
I looked.
I mean, and honestly, it was unintentional. I didn't try it on before I bought it. That's why. You just intentionally bought it, obviously.
I thought she had on a t-shirt and it's a dress.
I love it. Oh, God. Another Monday, guys. Hi, everybody. I'm Ashley, your host tonight for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I hope everybody's having a really good day off if you had the day off today. Hopefully you did. Who am I with tonight?
Hi, I'm Jill Annenberg. I hope you guys have recovered from Valentine's sex weekend.
And I'm Charlotte Broadbent.
Oh, my God. So, we're back, obviously. So, I was, like, this was something for me that tonight we knew this has to happen at some point, that Lisa's going to become the hated one. Yeah. We had Alexis on last week, and she told us, everybody has to be hated at some point on the show. And I don't know. I want to know what you guys think. Do you think this is now going to be Lisa's turn to be hated? And do you think it's going to happen just in time for the reunion that she's going to be the one that everybody is blaming everything on?
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, it's starting. I think it kind of started at the beginning of this season. It's been building up and building up.
Well, and I think the fact that so many of the housewives are now, like, becoming, like, Brandy and Kyle, for example, are becoming best friends over, like, not necessarily their hatred, but their disagreement in how, you know, she's living her life and treating her friends.
But we've all bonded with somebody in our lives and became friends with them because there's a mutual hate for somebody or a mutual confusion over somebody. How has that ever gone well for you, where a friendship has lasted when the foundation was actually based on a mutual agreement that you didn't like somebody? Or
actually, yes, and not being like, oh, bitchy girls talking shit on their friends, but if somebody truly is not a good person and you both realize and recognize and grow from that and see something that you don't want that to be you, then yes, it can. But then there's times where you're just an asshole and you're completely being a jerk girl. And then, that relationship doesn't last because then they talk about you.
Well, that's what my mother always said. She goes, if they're talking to you about somebody else, they're talking about somebody else to you.
Completely.
And it's really true. I mean, we're all guilty of it. We're all girls. Anybody with a vagina, you're guilty of it. And don't say you're not. We've all talked about each other at some point. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you're strong enough to fight against it, like when people are talking and they're actually talking about somebody and you're able to eliminate yourself from that situation, good for you, but it's not easy. And you know it's not easy at that moment when people talking about somebody. You just kind of want to chime in.
Yeah, I don't think you can base a friendship off hating someone else.
You mean you? Yeah, you can't start.
Like, I don't think that Kyle and Brandy are going to stay friends forever. I think they have something to talk about right now. Yeah, I definitely don't think you can start a friendship from hating someone at all.
And I don't think it's bad, but I think that Brandy is leaning on Kyle for advice on how did you mend your relationship with Lisa.
Right.
Well, they haven't.
Right.
I don't think they've ever really
fixed it.
I think Lisa thought that their relationship had kind of got past it, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Kyle always says, oh, she never has my back, and it's always, I don't think Kyle's ever got over it.
Well, the thing that Kyle wants is an apology. That's what she said last season, and that was the last thing she said at the end of the episode, was she just wants her to say, I'm sorry, and I don't think she'll ever get that.
Did anybody else feel like, when I was watching last week with Brandy walking in the hike, doing the hike with Kyle, I just felt like when she was saying that when she used to hang out with Lisa, she kind of divulged that, you know, I hung out with Lisa because I felt like it was just so awesome. It was just like this, there's this person that really likes me and she has all this stuff and she's, you know, she's Lisa Vanderpump and there she is. Like, she kind of made it like she felt lucky to have her as a friend and to be accepted by her. So, but yet she acted so much like she had her back and like they really were so close. So I wonder now if what Brandy's saying about Lisa is accurate or if it's just to help her current situation or if she actually feels the way she feels. Like the way that she's talking to Kyle and kind of getting Kyle to say things is it, I don't know what place it's coming from in her because I still don't really trust her 100%. I don't know how honest she's being, even though she says she is.
And when skipping to the end of the episode for the viewers,
that's all right.
But I think it's convenient the way Lisa's being portrayed, and I don't know. I think Lisa is calculated, and everyone says how smart Lisa is, and I do think she's very clever, but I also do think it's partly due to editing.
I really thought at the beginning of the season Kyle was going to be the one that was hated when she was sitting at Carlton's dinner table and Kyle mentioned something, and then Brandy mentioned Mauricio and all the rumors, and then like Kyle got really upset over it, and then Lisa chimed in, and it was all those moments where she just was not, she was the target for a while.
I think it's built up for seasons with Lisa. I mean, they're backdating things from when she said to Kyle about rehab, and they're to Kim.
Yeah.
They're really pulling things from previous seasons
to
build this idea of Lisa being manipulative and calculated, and I think it's just convenient right now in the season and the way things are going that it's Lisa's turn. I think the producers and everyone's like, this has been building up, and Lisa has always been the one that's come out on top and come out okay, and now
I guess we're gonna see. I don't know if I think next week is the last episode, right? Is next week the finale or is it the week after? It's in the next 2 weeks for sure. Yeah. It's got to be in the next 2 weeks. And I don't know how they're going to end it, but they did just film February 6th or 7th. So we're going to find out soon, obviously, but I don't know. All right. So we'll get to the beginning now. So Kyle goes to Joyce's house. I didn't believe for a second that Kyle found out that Kyle invited Brandy and then didn't even call Joyce to let her know that she invited her to Puerto Rico until she gets to her house on the couch at the very moment. But if we're going to pretend like this is all real, she goes over there and tells her this information, to which Joyce doesn't even look a little bit surprised. She's just like, okay, great. Like, how would you react if someone did that and invite someone on your trip?
And somebody that you have that history with, where you guys don't really get along, and to go on such an intimate, personal, like, she loves Puerto Rico, like, this is her country. Is it a country? Sorry, I'm not good with geographics. Someone's gonna rip me to pieces in YouTube.
That's all right.
Anyways, I don't think that was obviously the first time she heard it. Like, somebody braced her to let her know. But also, as a friend, if you knew that somebody didn't like someone, you would say, hey, just giving you a heads up, is it okay if I invite her? Because the whole cast is gonna go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's always been known that this is going to be a group trip. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't taken a trip yet. Mm-hmm. Every episode, every season of a Bravo reality show, they take a trip. So, they have. They did take.
Well,
I guess
Palm
they
Spring.
Have. Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't.
Yeah, that's they drove.
Like, you know, like Cabo and different places. So this is their big out of the country trip. So I think they all knew that the whole cast was going to go. And
did you guys think at all that it's weird that Alexis told us last week that she said no to a certain trip, you know, the Mexico trip, and yet Carlton is not going on this trip? So I wonder how they got away with not inviting Carlton, because they like everybody from this cast to go away. Whenever Bravo does a show, they like to have them all go away, because Alexis didn't go on her own. But
who is in charge of inviting the different girls to Puerto Rico?
I think Kyle took that over. I think it was initially, and then Kyle is like the more dominant one in the friendship, and I think that Joyce knows she's coming. Joyce knows she's not a threat to her, so Joyce kind of lets her do what she wants to do and what's more comfortable for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joyce, in this case, she's like, listen, if you don't want to invite her, whatever. It's up to you. I like you more than I like her, so I'd rather you be more comfortable. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I don't know. If it was a very good friend of mine and she was uncomfortable with somebody, I definitely wouldn't want them there, but I don't think I'd go out of my way to not invite them.
I don't think it's anything to do with the way they feel, because I think if the producers thought that this would be the best way for the show to go, that Carlton was going, she would be there, and she would have to go. Well, Alexis did say no, but that caused a lot of drama, and then she's no longer...
Right, but that they still waited for the whole season to end, so obviously Carlton could still not go.
Well, I wonder if Carlton said, look, I don't want to go on this trip. It's too much negative energy. I don't have enough crystals to bring with me to Puerto Rico to guard myself. And if they were like, fine, don't go.
I don't think
maybe like 50 times of her saying no.
I don't think they would then pin it on Kyle though.
Exactly. I don't think Kyle would agree to be like she's not invited.
She wouldn't take the rap for
it. I don't think the producers think that they're gonna gain much from her being there. And it's like, yeah, if she doesn't want to go, she doesn't want to go.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be that Kyle does have the upper hand. Kyle's been on many more seasons.
No, the producers always have the upper hand.
Yeah, of course they have the upper hand over everybody else. But Kyle has the upper hand, I think, in the case that she's right now, you know, she's upset about certain things going on with Kim not being asked back. Maybe they didn't want to piss her off any more than they already had. They're trying to get her back next season. I think they want Kyle back, but they don't want Kim back. So could be, too, that they just don't want to even want to upset her any more than they already did. Who knows? I don't know. I just find it really weird that they can exclude somebody from the trip and they get the right to do that. There's something weird about that.
I don't think it's necessarily them that's had the right to do that. I think it's gone back. I think it's back in, with the bosses.
Why would you think that they wouldn't want her on though? I wonder. Like just because they just don't think it would add anything?
I don't think it's going to add anything.
I think there's going to be plenty of drama with everybody
else.
They're
going to focus the drama on Lisa then.
Exactly. They don't need the Carlton drama with Kyle. And like now it's getting down to, this is Lisa. Like this is the drama with Lisa. I mean, we saw it for the previous next episode. Mm-hmm. They don't need the Carlton, Kyle, like, you know, they just don't, it's not going to add anything.
I guess we'll never really know. Well, we could kind of find out. Maybe we'll ask. All right. So at the same time, and Charlotte, you mentioned this kind of aggravates you. It aggravates me as well. When they show a scene, they bounce back and forth to the other people in talking about the same situation. So at that moment, Yolanda and Carlton are at the candle shop. And they're looking at candles for the readings. You can get a reading when you go to get these candles. You buy them, you burn them. When they're done, you bring them back empty, and then they can read your whatever you were praying about and lighting a candle for. They can read how that situation is now going. So they're there. It's Carlton and Yolanda. Weird. I don't know. I just found it really strange to see them bouncing back and forth from scene. It was a little confusing too.
I hate it. It's just so catty. It's like, okay, so Joyce and Kyle, you're going to be right here talking about this, and then we're also going to film, I mean, obviously it's at different times, but then we're also going to film you two talking about the same thing, and we're going to get everyone saying different things of who said what, and blah, 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 like we see later in the episode with Lisa and Brandy, and it's like, oh, come on, like, especially with what Kyle was telling Joyce.
Yeah.
I mean, it went back to, this was like 3 episodes ago. Yeah. Like, just stop.
I know.
But with, when, Kyle was saying to Joyce about the computer, that was weird.
Okay, guys, what did you honestly, that creeped me out. And I know it's the music that Bravo adds as well. But we've met Carlton, and truthfully, I mean, not to say like I know her so well, like we're hanging out every day, but we met her. She was super sweet. She really was very genuinely sweet to us when she was here. And so I guess when you meet somebody, it's hard to picture somebody doing something like that. She comes off very, like, what you see is what you get, and she would never want to ruin anybody's life with a spell. She's told us numerous times she didn't want to do the spells anymore and all that stuff. It represented bad parts of her life. But I can't also picture Kyle, like, making this up and creating this fake computer image, these fake computer images. But what if someone's screwing with Kyle just to get her to think it's Carlton?
It's really not that hard, not that I did it, to hack somebody's computer. There's so many computer geniuses out there that probably think it's hilarious to mess with Kyle.
Right.
And that it would get a rouse out of her and make good TV, and it did.
What if the producers did
and
it?
I was about really to say, I know I've said this already in 13 minutes, but producers, this is what they do. Producers plant things, they plant... This is what they do.
I truly do not think that it was Carlton.
No, I don't either.
Based off the fact that she said many times that she's moved on from practicing anything negative. She wants positivity in her life and happiness for her friends, even people who are not her friends. She doesn't want to create anything negative.
Right.
I thought it was weird. They didn't spend that much time on it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was strange, too. It was like, what is this really adding?
Well, it wasn't caught on tape. So it was the only thing they had for footage was Kyle's picture of it. That was it. So,
and if it was a huge deal, Kyle would have then told Lisa and then told Brandy.
You know, they could have cut it all out too.
Yeah.
This is like a weird screensaver or something that someone put on her computer. Who knows how many people can go throughout her house each day. She's got a lot of kids with a lot of friends. Someone could have put it on there very easily.
And you pointed out that these photos are taken at 9:46. And when her, when Portia, she was giving Portia a snack. So Portia has a snack at 9:46 at night.
Every 4-year-old is in bed at like 8 p.m.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you had your snack at 7.
I wonder, I was going to say, what if it was like East Coast time or something and she just happened to have, wouldn't make any sense.
No.
She could have taken the picture later on in the night though, after that happened. You know, it could have been stuck on her computer. I want to know more about that. I want to know when it got a, when it went away, if she got a computer tech to come and figure out what happened. Like, if that really was something that scared her, I feel like she would have gone a little more into detective work with
that. Exactly. It was just left up in the air, and it was like, what?
Right.
Like, what was the point in that? You know?
Weird.
Yeah.
It was definitely creepy, so I don't know. But
it was.
But she didn't have to talk about that on the camera unless she really wanted to add more about Carlton. If she really wanted to be just letting everything go, I don't think she should have even mentioned it.
Well, and I think she wanted to share it with Joyce because Joyce's husband got sick. So she's like, oh, my God, we're bonding.
Right,
we're
another situation where they're bonding over. Right,
and her and Joyce are tight. Like, they've had no problems.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like something happened to me and me telling you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you saying we're friends?
Talk.
You're trying to assume we're friends.
Or Jill.
We're friends. We're not friends with you.
You can't sit with us.
I was about to say that.
I know. We work together way too much. Okay. So Gigi's party. I don't believe this was her actual party. I'm going to go out and say that. I think this was probably a party they put together for Bravo, and it was still a very sentimental party, but I don't think it was the party. I know some people that are very, very close to her that were not there. And I mean, unless they were there and they bleeped them out, but I mean, you know, they censored, not censored, whatever, they put the little blurry thing on them because they do not want to be seen, but it was a very small party. And I just think that she would have had a lot more family and friends there. This was like a little tiny table.
It was all of the housewives.
Yeah, it was just the housewives.
It was just potentially a party for
right,
the housewives.
Right, right. So it was still sentimental and meaningful and had a lot of that, but I don't think it was the party. But still, it was a party and it was a gathering, which they always need an excuse for to get them all together. And I thought Gigi's speech was very sweet. She seems
so
like a
cute.
Very, very good girl. Just somebody
mature.
Grounded, very mature.
Very grounded.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, I know so many people that were raised with not even half of what she has. Mm-hmm. And they are spoiled brats and they are rude and they are entitled. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody that has more money than anybody. And she is very, very grounded. And I commend her parents on that. They did a great job with her.
Yeah. Well, and we were all saying also, it's so nice to see a blended family where she can love her stepdad as much as she loves her real dad and everything's cool. And like the ex-husbands are hanging out. And I think it's just a very healthy atmosphere, which also lends to the reason why the girls grew up normal.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I think the situation's a little strange that they're that close.
I do too. It's hard for us to wrap our head around it.
Yeah.
Our heads around it because I can see when you're watching it too. When I'm watching it, I think it's beautiful and sweet, but I just can't, I try to put myself in their shoes. I just do that with everything I watch and I can't imagine that happening. Like, at least with my family, it wouldn't work.
It takes time. My parents are divorced and it took years for them to get along.
Okay.
No, best thing ever, kind of effed up. My sister asked my dad when we were young, and my parents just got divorced. She was like, what would you do if mom died? He's like, I'd piss on her grave.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious now. But now they get along. My dad's remarried. My mom hangs out with us. And it's, like, a little uncomfortable, but it's awesome that our family can be together.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Seeing what was on television tonight, I think it's nice for other people to see that people with money and people who have everything can make their family work, which is something that can't be bought.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And it keeps a peaceful house.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the last thing you want to grow up seeing is a lot of fighting. It's just, it really can mess you up. You know. But people still come out very normal from that. I know a lot of people that do. Firsthand, I was going to.
She's not normal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I shouldn't have put my hand up. I'm not normal.
Yeah. Half the people listening can't see you, by the way.
And don't write in our YouTube comments that none of us are normal. We know we're not.
From that dinner, Brandy just started it. It was like the whole meal was just started off where it was ganging up on Lisa time. But what Brandy said about Sheena.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. So Brandy was using cop out tonight with her swelled up tongue. So at least it has some good that it's doing her, which is to be able to, avoid confrontation at the very moment because she doesn't want to do it at Yolanda's daughter's party. She really has a lot of respect for Yolanda, and Yolanda's been so good of such a good friend to her. So she better not start anything, and she didn't. And I do like Brandy a lot, but I think Brandy has been one to prove to everybody that she doesn't care where she is. If she wants to say something, she'll say it.
Well, she said that. She said, it's hard for me not to say what's on my mind when someone's wronged me.
Right. But I think for out of respect for Yolanda, whether she was swelled up or not, she was not going to do this to her and her daughter. But watching that, you could see Lisa is at that moment. She knows something's up, kind of. Like when she sees Brandy sharing a napkin with Kyle, those little things. I mean, we've all been in that situation. Maybe it was in middle school. I'm sure it wasn't now. But where you see two people that you were friends with at one point bonding really close, and you're just, the first thing that goes to your head is, are they talking about me? Are they talking about things that we used to talk about?
Yeah.
Why am I left out? Like, it's,
well, it is. I mean, all these housewife shows, they're all very middle school. It's like that petty drama that's what they thrive off. And you can tell, even when Brandy first got there and wanted to kiss her, Lisa first got there and wanted to kiss her on the cheek, and it's like that awkward, no.
Their kisses Brandy's on the cheeks, though, are like, just so weird to me anyways. They're like they don't even touch.
So fake. Yeah.
Makeup. No one's touching your makeup.
And Lisa's makeup's great, so I'm surprised she wants to
get... She's looking better and better every episode. Gotta give her that. She really is. Seriously. But seeing Lisa start to notice a little bit, I think what happened was she didn't show anything because she is really smart. And this is not just listening to them. And you know she's smart. She's a very, very smart woman. I think she was starting to plan something out at that moment when she saw them bonding. Or at least... she had to come up with something to try to figure out what the situation was, because she could not sit there and wonder. She's not the type that can just go home and not know what's going on. She wants to know. She wants to be firsthand in it. She wants to see everything. She doesn't want to be the bad guy, but she likes to plant seeds. And, you know, as we saw with the jewelry, she likes to plant seeds and then walk away and then act like she's the peacemaker. So this was definitely upsetting her at that moment. And that's why she's asking Brandy, like, when did this happen? So you can't talk at all. Like, and Brandy's barely giving her anything. And Brandy used to be like, touchy with her, like they would just literally be at the hip, and she's with Ken, and she's never talking to Ken anymore. It's just weird.
Well, what I found weird about this dinner was the fact that before Brandy says that she knows that Lisa knew that Sheena was Eddie's mistress before it came out at Sir the very first time that they were there. Okay, that might be true, but why are you only saying this now?
I think what happened, have you ever had that moment where you embrace somebody, your friends, and they seem like the most innocent person out of everybody you know. And then it's not until you start to see something that they're doing, and maybe it's to somebody else, but then all of a sudden it clicks in your head and something just clicks. You're like, oh my God, that time. How did I oversee that? I just think she was so excited about being Lisa's friend and being
that
girl.
Yeah, she was like blinded by the friendship.
Yes, and I think someone must have said to her, because she's got a close group of friends, and she was with, I bet it was the girl that's always on, the one from Celebrity Rehab. No, the one that's always with her with the black hair. On Celebrity, you know, she does Celebrity Rehab. What's her name? You guys will know.
The one that was with her today was Adrian.
No, this is the other one that's with her all the time. She's got the big, big lips and the black hair.
Oh, yeah.
She was with her that night at Sir during this time that she's talking about. Mm-hmm. I bet you she was the one that said to her, Lisa, I mean, I don't know for sure, obviously, but someone said it to her that's close to her. So I think that when she's thinking back of this, she's thinking of her friend saying, how did Lisa not know that somebody that's been working for her for years had a relationship with my ex-husband, and that they broke up my relationship. It's just too close for comfort. How do you not know these things?
Also, having Vanderpump Rules and seeing how close she is with that entire cast, you know everything that's going on. Plus, Sheena's also her daughter's best friend.
Well, this is
too many connections.
This happened at during Vanderpump Rules. They weren't initially best friends. It was Stassi was really best friends with her, but they were friends for sure. And now she works for her blog. Now Sheena works for Pandora's blog site or something,
Pandora and Sheena have been friends for a long time.
But I don't think they were as close as they became. Or at least maybe it just didn't come out until, maybe they were close. That would make it more sense if that's the case, because she would know from her daughter that Sheena had sex with Brandy's husband and broke up their marriage. The fact she had no idea, but she also proved it when she asked last week for Sheena to go, or 2 weeks ago, to go over to Sheena. She goes, Brandy, go over to Sheena and congratulate her. She's engaged.
Well, it's just this loyalty. And Yolanda said tonight, I mean, it's either inconsiderate and disrespectful. on Lisa's part, and it is, but Lisa's smart. She knows what she's doing. She knew the drama this was going to cause. She now has two shows on Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, and this, and that is a big part of how Sheena was connected into Sir, the whole, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting camera time. Yeah. That, if that is truly your friend, you're not going to provide an experience for them with somebody that cheated on their husband.
That yeah. she
every time you come to the
around.
Restaurant. Yeah, every party you have. Like, there's so many servers.
And I don't think I don't think Sheena knew. I actually think Sheena was really scared that day. You can kind of sense that she really did have no idea that Brandy was going to be there.
Send me home.
She set her up as well. So if that's if she did set anybody up, she set up Sheena even worse than she set up Brandy. Because I'd rather be the victim than be the one who did it, who did the issue. And there I am catering at a party and I'm the one who broke up your marriage.
And you can see how Sheena's become, she's got a lot more confidence now. The way she spoke to Brandy last week. To start with, it was like, oh yes, I'll go home. I think I should too. Last week it's like, you're not happy for me.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sheena.
I really do want to know what you guys think, what our viewers think and our listeners think of this situation with Lisa. It's something new now. I mean, we really haven't been focusing on Lisa that much. She's been kind of under the radar in a sense. She's not really the one that's causing any problems. She's more the one that's trying to fix the situation. So she's just under the radar. And I want to know if you guys think that this is going to be the beginning of a really crazy dramatic reunion that's starring Lisa Vanderpump as the villain. I don't know. I want to know what you guys think. And what
villain
do you think
or
of tonight?
Victim?
Villain or victim? That is the question. If you want to comment and let us know about that. I believe that she's going to have a really tough reunion. I think Brandy hasn't said her two cents to her yet. She really hasn't gotten the chance to express all these things that she has, you know, and it's going to be next episode too, I think. But I think when they rewatch all these scenes, they're just going to have a lot to say.
Well, and I think it's unfortunate because regardless of if everything that Lisa did was kind of like playing chess, how it's been described, she was a really good friend to Brandy and she was there for her. And if they were talking every morning, none of that was filmed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, they were just being friends. So I hope that they are able to have a mature adult conversation instead of just a huge blowout in the reunion.
I agree.
I doubt will happen though.
Yeah, no, and go on to our iTunes. I forgot to mention. Go on to our iTunes and let us know, comment, and you can also comment on our YouTube and let us know what you think of the situation. I'm really curious to see if you are on Lisa's side or whose side you are on, because you're all very, very opinionated.
I thought it was really hypocritical, though, of Kyle then later to give Brandy the ring to go and give to Carlton. It's like, Kyle, you're doing exactly what you're saying that Lisa does, being that person to do the dirty work for you. Why are you making Brandy be in the middle? Like,
see,
Brandy's
like
everyone's little doll to like do all these things.
Right.
And Brandy's like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Like,
I know. I don't know what to think of that. Part of me felt like, part of me honestly felt like it was nice. Like, she was kind of scared. She was like, can you give it, like, I know those situations where you kind of want to get someone to know that you really have good intentions and you want to give them something as a peace offering. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, obviously.
I don't think it was a peace offering. I don't think it was a negative thing either. I think it was just this piece goes to that piece of jewelry.
And she was too afraid probably to go up to her, though.
And I also think, I'm hoping that it was out of respect because it's at Yolanda's house, didn't want to have any sort of drama. But then Lisa stirred it up.
It was a weird person to ask to do it, though, out of all people.
No, it wasn't.
Yolanda would be the best one to ask.
And I mean, Lisa said, why not just throw it away? And she said it's a nice piece of jewelry.
Then donate it. Donate it.
Yeah.
I think she really deep down wants to have peace with her. I really don't think Kyle wants to be in this situation because over and over again, out of the two of them, Kyle's the one who continually says, like, I thought we moved on. I thought we moved on. Between her and Carlton.
Oh.
And I really think that she thought this is like kind of like the last thing I can do, really, and after this I have nothing left. Like, I'll pretend like maybe it wasn't even really part of the necklace, but she wanted to pretend like it was because it was just like, you know what, I don't like this awkward feeling. I don't think Kyle likes being at a party where someone is not talking to her.
See, but I think that's where Lisa was coming from. Maybe this wasn't even part of the necklace. And
I think
Lisa
it was
just
part
like,
of the necklace.
What is this?
I think regardless, I don't think Kyle had a bad intention in the situation. I really don't. I think that she just didn't know what to do. She was afraid of Carlton. She was afraid, but she really did want to mend things. I don't think deep down, like, she wants to go home and be best friends with Carlton, but I just think she's not very good with confrontation, whereas Carlton can be in a situation with someone she doesn't like and just kind of, like, avoid it and be okay with it and walk away and be like, listen, like, I don't need you and I know you're not part of my life. I don't want you in my life.
And Kyle didn't have Mauricio there.
Kyle didn't have Mauricio.
Carlton had David. Is that his name?
Yes.
But Kyle didn't have anyone. So she was the lone one, and it would have been Kyle against Carlton and David.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's another reason why Kyle was like, okay, I'm just going to let Brandy take this.
Yeah.
But that, I didn't think that was right. But then, see, I, with the whole Lisa thing, I don't know. I do think Lisa, well, she lied and said that she didn't say what she actually said.
Right.
But I think there's more to, I think there's probably more to it than what we saw.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I just, for what we did see, if I'm judging based on what we saw, I thought it was so weird that Lisa has nothing to do with this. And she's like, wants to let she wants to plant the seed to Carlton to make sure Carlton doesn't jump on the bandwagon and say yes, because she's already pissed off that Brandy and Kyle are really close, and there's a threat right there. They're bonding now, so she doesn't want Carlton to start bonding with Kyle, because then the three of them are going to be the three musketeers, and Lisa's already sensing, okay, this, now they're all going to be against me, so I want to make sure Carlton thinks about this before she takes that, just in case, so that she doesn't maybe go over and start to become friends with Kyle. So that little thing that you said, she said, isn't it blue or whatever, then Carlton stops for a second, because maybe Carlton was going to say something, but she kind of stops and kind of just like doesn't know what to say. And then Brandy's like, Lisa, and she's trying to fix it again. And then it's kind of like Lisa and Brandy like vying for Carlton's attention. And Carlton's like, you know what? I don't want this. I don't want none of this. Like, I don't want to have any of this.
Well, even her husband said, hun, why don't you give it to one of your friends? Give it to one of the other girls.
Right.
I don't know. I think that in like just looking over past seasons and episodes, Kyle does always comes out and, you know, reaches to have a better friendship with the girls. Like, always is the first one to say, hey, I'm sorry. And I think maybe that was kind of what she was trying to do. But I thought Mauricio there, she probably was scared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. I found it weird. I just didn't really, Lisa, what are you doing? Like, yeah, it was just weird. A lot of drama that wasn't needed.
And it was something so small that got so blown out of proportion by everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what shows you that if Lisa's taking this little thing that she's not involved in, who she's so busy building all these restaurants, she has so much she's got to do, yet she finds the time to run over and say, well, what are you doing? Oh, well, just remember this, Carlton, that doesn't match that. So maybe think to yourself that this is all planned. This is contrived. And then, you know, and then she runs away, and then she's like following them up the stairs, and then she's like, Brandy, why, you know, talking to Brandy about it. And Brandy's just like, and right as we all kind of yelled at the TV, the three of us were, you know, screening this, we're all like, what is Lisa doing? Why does she keep doing this? And then at that very moment, you see the confessional of Brandy, and she's like, stay out of it, Lisa. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then if I want to play devil's advocate for a second, I'm thinking, well, if she is still under the notion that Brandy and her are close, then maybe she doesn't feel that bad about putting herself in the situation. Because if you're really close to somebody in your own head, wouldn't you want to?
And I think
feel more comfortable. You feel when you feel comfortable to do that.
Yeah, and I think Lisa knows that something was wrong with Brandy, so she's kind of trying to go in. Because you see them after Yolanda and Brandy have spoken. Then I think Kyle comes in when she says give the ring, and then Lisa kind of walks in as they're all walking out, and Lisa's like, oh, yes, I have to follow behind and leave. So I think Lisa just wants to kind of be around them because she doesn't, she probably thinks everyone's talking about me. So Lisa was like, oh, what are you guys talking about? I'm going to walk over and make sure it's not about me. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, well, now I have to kind of.
Good point. Paranoia.
Give my 2 cents about the ring.
Right. I think the one who played the smartest, I mean, well, then Yolanda said, oh, well, this is not going to happen in my house, because Lisa said, go confront her.
See, that was the bit I didn't agree with. Lisa's then trying to push an argument, push a confrontation. It's like, stop. Brandy's, all right, everyone's kind of just trying here. Kyle sent Brandy, I guess, to try and not cause drama, and then Lisa's pushing it.
Yeah, didn't like that.
No.
And I'm glad Yolanda said something. She was like, are you serious right now? No.
Oh, yeah.
Not at Gigi's party.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Because it's different when it's at one of their parties, but at Gigi's doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, one of the kids, no.
Well, also, I think that we've always said Yolanda's the classier one of the housewives, and she's not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, right.
And I liked that Brandy walked away from the bar with her and was like, I'm coming with you. Like, just did not want
to
be involved.
Brandy wanted to avoid.
I was shocked that Joyce didn't tell Yolanda at the beginning that her dad died, because Mohammed was trying to figure out, they're trying to figure out why she canceled last minute.
Yeah, that was all weird,
I
too.
I feel like she didn't want to put a damper on
bad it. Bad editing again.
Yeah, I mean, she got a text saying, like, I'm not going to be able to make it. But then what was weird was Mohammed said something about, like, are their kids okay? I know they have a family, like, alluding to something. But I feel like once the other housewives were kind of whispering, like, yeah, her dad died, that and it was unnecessary for them to tell Yolanda
Kyle's
at a party.
Speaking like that, telling Lisa about that, and then Brandy's like, oh, they just said that Joyce's dad died. It's like, What? How could you hear? If she's whispering like that, Brandy, how did you
just
know that?
Just because you're talking but covering your face doesn't mean that it's going to block out what you're saying.
It made me think by watching it, I thought that the reason that Yolanda didn't know is because Joyce didn't want her to know because she didn't want to, like, ruin her... She thought maybe it would, like, put a damper on their party or something. But that was such terrible editing because if she... If Joyce canceled and she thought that Yolanda already knew, that would mean that the other girls knew and they didn't tell Yolanda and there was just a miscommunication. And that's why she said, I just can't come.
But no one else knew.
Because Joyce would never just be like, I just can't come.
And Yolanda's first question, are we still going to Puerto Rico?
Yes! Oh my God, what was that?
Like, what? That's so
that, I thought the same thing. It's such a good point. What, I swear to God, that was the first... I thought that too. I'm like, that is so weird. Who says that?
Right?
Like,
dad just died, and you're worried about Puerto Rico?
I mean, hopefully that was editing again, because I can't see Yolanda do something like that.
I'm sure it was.
Are we still going to McDonald's?
What was the time frame between Gigi's party and when they were supposed to go to Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I mean, in TV time, it's a week.
I mean, if it was 2 days later, I get it. Like, all right, well, do I pack my bags or unpack? But still a little, like, how's she doing?
Remember the trip where that realtor, I forget her name, she was like, she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but Zanuck. I forget her name. She was the...
Remember
when she was about to go on the trip and then her father-in-law died on the drive there? Mm-hmm. And then, like, that, I mean, that was a really sad situation, but this looks like it's kind of a similar thing. So I don't know if... They obviously still go to Puerto Rico. We see that happening, but I'm surprised. It had to have been a little bit... Maybe they postponed it or something.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine going on vacation... When you're...
Maybe she buried her dad in Puerto Rico.
Maybe.
No, I mean, I'm being serious.
No, maybe he does. Maybe he... I don't know where he lives. I don't know.
Sure there was a big chunk. I'm sure. And when they film, they don't film and see. It's not... Everything's not sequenced. Like, this dinner might have been before another dinner that happened. So, this might even have happened, who knows, after Puerto Rico. And they might have said, you know, like, it's all, everything's
kind of jumbled together. Well, Carlton, I know, bangs this episode. She had bangs last episode, so that could also be. This could have happened before the big fight. I'm just saying, she had bangs.
No,
and they were, like, wisp bangs, so they weren't, like, clip-ins, because there was not enough of them to be a clip-in.
Yeah,
if we're going to get all technical with the 9:46 p.m. and then the bangs, like, we're really...
We're very
And the Blackberries were like, listen, this is not okay. We're detectives on the job. All right, I'm really excited to see what's going to play out, how this is all going to play out. But at the end, quickly before we get into predictions, I want to say Kyle and Lisa's confrontation at Kyle's store. What do you guys think of that?
Oh, I feel bad for Lisa. I'm sorry. No, I feel bad for Kyle. I feel bad for Kyle that she has not had the closure from Lisa. And I feel like she looks at Lisa as, like, not her older friend, but the one who's, like, a little bit older with advice, and she goes to her for wisdom, yet she just can't get that one thing she wants, which is a legit apology.
Do you think that's because Lisa actually isn't sorry, or because she just doesn't want to be, she just feels too entitled to ever, like, she thinks it's, like, a low thing to go down to someone's level, like, oh, I'm sorry. Some people can't apologize.
I don't feel bad for either of them. But Lisa was very patronizing when she called Kyle Missy.
Missy. Listen here, Missy.
Right? It's like...
Yeah.
That's super patronizing. That would irritate me so bad. I'd be like, okay, conversation over.
Right. It's a way for someone who's older and who can't really accept that they're older. Like, they don't want to be the older one. But if they're going to be the older one, I'm going to be the smarter one. I'm going to be the bigger one and the better one. And you're going to be below me.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I don't like that at all. I don't like the way she spoke to her.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hate this rehash of like an argument that, I mean, I remember them sitting... They were having, it was the two of them. They were, I think they were at Lisa's overlooking LA. I don't know. It was gorgeous. This is from last season. Maybe even the season before. I don't know. And I remember this same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All I want is for you to apologize.
And in Paris. And they're like on the Eiffel
Tower.
I
know.
Jesus.
I know. I think Kyle is at a point where she would embrace Lisa again and forgive her if she got the apology. I don't think she would go and say, well, okay, I got the apology, but I'm still going to go behind your back. Like, I just think that she needs that, and she will move on from it. I think Lisa, if she was smart, she would do the apology. She would say the apology, and then she would know that now she has Kyle kind of, you know, Kyle's not going to cross her now. Kyle's not going to screw her over. Why would you want to have that?
I think, I don't, even if Lisa apologized, I think now Kyle's kind of, Brandy's realizing, and Kyle's kind of like, yeah, this is what she does. People are kind of realizing, Yolanda's the same. Kyle's like, people are realizing what I've said all along that Lisa is doing. So I, even if she apologized, I don't think Kyle would I think Kyle's still going to side with.
Too late. Yeah. Then why would they have a birthday party, a joint birthday party for Ken and Mauricio? It makes no sense. I just don't get it. I don't get it. If you're kind of like, you need an apology from somebody, you're on the rocks, nothing's really, why?
Well, maybe she was trying to move on, but didn't realize until a little bit later, like, wow, I can't fully accept this friendship.
That's what I mean, though, with it being rehashed. It's like, you guys have moved on from this.
Mm-hmm. 100 times. They're playing in the pool. They're having fun all the time.
And even tonight when they're at Yolanda's and Lisa says, I'll come to your store tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's making the first move.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, but Kyle's not got over it. She needs an apology.
Well, I think Kyle really does want to get over it. I feel like these little things, like these parties and gatherings and are ways for her to try to get over it. But I just think that she has too much depth to really avoid, like to just turn the other cheek and say, okay, I won't accept the apology. We'll just move on. I just think she knows, like, she just really cannot accept Lisa as her friend again until she gets that apology. And I think if she even got the apology, I don't know how much, like you say, I don't know if she could really forget a lot of it. I think she thinks it would help her a lot more than it would, because she sees what she's doing to everybody else now.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Lisa's never gonna really stick up for Kyle in a fight again anymore, so they're still gonna have problems.
Well, let's get in some predictions. I'm curious what you guys think for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It was really sad seeing Lisa, and it seemed like Ken was crying too. Because when they start crying, it's like, okay, there's feelings involved here. You know, like, Lisa does care. But, I mean, shit's going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, I mean, I see Lisa getting to a point where you can just tell, everybody has their breaking point. I mean, a lot of us are a lot stronger than that. My breaking point wouldn't be friends just, like, talking crap about me. It would be a little bit more than that. But there's
probably a lot more that we don't
see. We can't see it. Yeah, I mean, if they're in Puerto Rico and then she starts crying, it has to be, what's the worst thing that could happen? They were talking about her and she hears it?
No, I think they all confront her and they all give a... everything that all the situations where she's really been calculated and I think Lisa's like, you all think this, every single one of you, even Yolanda, the one that's
it's not just Lisa though
they're attacking Ken because Kim's like yelling at him
she
and calling
did
him
yell
man.
At him she Kim,
I think Kim has like man. A ton of built up aggression.
She does have a you're so right. Kim is so pissed. It's like at a point where Kim's just like, listen, I tried to move on from everything and like you guys didn't let me. You continually make fun of situations
and
that
when
I was in.
It was so fresh when it was like, you know, just recent out of rehab. Yep. They weren't very sensitive.
But Brandy
to her.
Was so cruel to in a lot of ways to Kim, so I'm surprised that she's over it. So I don't know. These people get over things very quickly.
Exactly.
I predict next week is gonna be a crazy episode and we all predict that. So I think we'll all win on that. We've all won the predictions.
And we'll be right here breaking it down.
Yeah, breaking down the hardcore news. Okay, so if you wanna tweet me or find me on Instagram, I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels for both of them. And Charlotte?
At Shaw Broadbent, C-H-A-R Broadbent.
Ooh, and tweet me at Jill Annenberg.
Thank you so much for watching and listening again. We will see you next week. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.